Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
Driving Hyundai's first all-electric SUV today, the Kona Electric, which arrives with much the same body as the petrol Kona, but in front-wheel drive configuration only. With a 150-kilowatt electric motor, it features an impressive 450k range, plugged into a 100-kilowatt DC fast charger, which I might add are few and far between, the Kona Electric can reach 80% battery charge in just 54 minutes. Spend $2,000 on a Hyundai Warbox charger with a maximum charging rate of 7.2 kilowatts plugged into a normal household socket, and it'll charge the Kona to full capacity in around 10 hours. The range impressive at 450k's, and of course for most daily commutes 450 kilometres is enough range to go all week without having to worry about charging. Similar in appearance to its petrol siblings, except for a closed-in grille, the Kona Electric is not cheap. Roughly twice the price of a petrol Kona, $59,990 in the Elite, $64,490 in the Highlander, both single-speed automatic with the benefit of paddle shifters. Rather heavy at 1,700 kilos, mainly due to its battery, it can bolt to 100 kilometres an hour in just 7.6 seconds. Battery warranty, 8 years, 160,000 kilometres, battery replacement cost, $36,000. Driving impression next, but as you can see, early adopters will pay heavily for a Hyundai Kona Electric. I'm David Berthon.